UFOs. Some people claim that extraterrestrials have already visited the Earth in the form of UFOs. Scientists usually roll their eyes when they hear about UFOs and dismiss the possibility because the distances between stars are so vast. But regardless of scientists' reactions, persistent reports of UFOs have not diminished over the years. UFO sightings actually date back to the beginning of recorded history. In the Bible, the prophet Ezekiel mentions enigmatically wheels within wheels in the sky, which some believe is a reference to a UFO. In 1450 BC, during the reign of Pharaoh Thutmose III in Egypt, the Egyptian scribes recorded an incident involving circles of fire brighter than the sun, about 5 meters in size, which appeared on several days and finally ascended into the sky. In 91 BC, the Roman author Julius Obsecon wrote about a round object, like a globe, a round or circular shield that took its path in the sky. In 1235, General Yort Sume and his army saw strange globes of light dancing in the sky near Kyoto, Japan. In 1561, a large number of objects were seen over Nuremberg, Germany, as if engaged in an aerial battle. More recently, the U.S. Air Force has conducted large-scale studies of UFO sightings. In 1952, the Air Force began Project Blue Book, which analyzed a total of 12,618 sightings. The report concluded that the vast majority of these sightings could be explained by natural phenomena, conventional aircraft, or hoaxes. Yet about 6% were classified as being of unknown origin. But as a result of the Condon Report, which concluded that there was nothing of value in such studies, Project Blue Book was closed in 1969. It was the last known large-scale UFO research project of the U.S. Air Force. In 2007, the French government released its voluminous file on UFOs to the general public. The report, made available over the Internet by the French National Center for Space Studies, included 1,600 UFO sightings spanning 50 years, including 100,000 pages of eyewitness accounts, films, and audio tapes. The French government stated that 9% of these sightings could be fully explained, and that 33% have likely explanations, but that they were unable to follow up on the rest. It is hard, of course, to independently verify these sightings. In fact, most UFO reports, on careful analysis, can be dismissed as a result of the following. 1. The planet Venus, which is the brightest object in the night sky after the moon. Because of its enormous distance from the Earth, the planet appears to follow you if you are moving in a car, giving the illusion that it is being piloted the same way that the moon appears to follow you. We judge distance in part by comparing moving objects to their surroundings. Since the moon and Venus are so far away, with nothing to compare them to, they do not move with respect to our surroundings, and hence give us the optical illusion that they are following us. 2. Swamp gas. During a temperature inversion over a swampy area, gas will hover over the ground and can become slightly incandescent. Smaller pockets of gas might separate from a larger pocket, giving the impression that scout ships are leaving the mothership. 3. Meteors. Bright streaks of light can travel across the night sky in a matter of seconds, giving the illusion of a piloted ship. They can also break up, again giving the illusion of scout ships leaving the mothership. 4. Atmospheric anomalies. There are all sorts of lightning storms and unusual atmospheric events that can illuminate the sky in strange ways, giving the illusion of a UFO. In the 20th and 21st centuries, the following phenomena might also generate UFO sightings. 1. Radar echoes. Radar waves can bounce off mountains and create echoes, which can be picked up by radar monitors. Such waves even appear to zigzag and fly at enormous velocities on a radar screen, because they are just echoes. 2. Weather and research balloons. The military claims in a controversial report that the famous rumor of a 1947 alien crash at Roswell, New Mexico, was caused by an errant balloon from Project Mogul, a top-secret project to monitor radiation levels in the atmosphere in case nuclear war broke out. 3. Aircraft. Commercial and military aircraft have been known to set off UFO reports. This is particularly true of test flights by advanced experimental aircraft, such as the stealth bomber. The U.S. military actually encouraged stories of flying saucers in order to deflect attention away from its top-secret projects. 4. Deliberate hoaxes. Some of the most famous pictures that claim to capture flying saucers are actually hoaxes. One well-known flying saucer, showing windows and landing pods, was actually a modified chicken feeder. At least 95% of the sightings can be dismissed as one of the above. But this still leaves open the question of the remaining few percent of unexplained cases. The most credible cases of UFOs involve A. multiple sightings by independent, credible eyewitnesses, and B. evidence from multiple sources, such as eyesight and radar. Such reports are harder to dismiss, since they involve several independent checks. For example, in 1986, there was a sighting of a UFO by JAL Flight 1628 over Alaska, which was investigated by the FAA. The UFO was seen by the passengers of the JAL flight and was also tracked by ground radar. Similarly, there were mass radar sightings of black triangles over Belgium in 1989 through 90 that were tracked by NATO radar and jet interceptors. In 1976, there was a sighting over Tehran, Iran, which resulted in multiple systems failures in an F-4 jet interceptor, as recorded in CIA documents. What is frustrating to scientists is that, of the thousands of recorded sightings, none has produced hard physical evidence that can lead to reproducible results in the laboratory. No alien DNA, alien computer chip, or physical evidence of an alien landing has ever been retrieved. Assuming for the moment that such UFOs might be real spacecraft rather than illusions, we might ask ourselves what kind of spacecraft they would be. Here are some of the characteristics that have been recorded by observers. A. They are known to zigzag in midair. B. They have been known to stop car ignitions and disrupt electrical power as they pass by. C. They hover silently in the air. None of these characteristics fit the description of the rockets we have developed on Earth. For example, all known rockets depend on Newton's third law of motion. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Yet the UFOs cited do not seem to have any exhaust whatsoever. And the G-forces created by zigzagging flying saucers would exceed 100 times the gravitational force on Earth. The G-forces would be enough to flatten any creature on Earth. Can such UFO characteristics be explained using modern science? In the movies, such as Earth vs. the Flying Saucers, it was always assumed that alien beings pilot these craft. More likely, however, if such craft exist, they are unmanned, or are manned by a being that is part organic and part mechanical. This would explain how the craft could execute patterns generating G-forces that would normally crush a living being. A ship that was able to stop car ignitions and move silently in the air suggests a vehicle propelled by magnetism. The problem with magnetic propulsion is that magnets always come with two poles, a north pole and a south pole. If you place a magnet in the Earth's magnetic field, it will simply spin, like a compass needle, rather than rise in the air like a UFO. As the south pole of the magnet moves one way, the north pole moves the opposite way, so the magnet spins and goes nowhere. One possible solution to this problem would be to use monopoles, that is, magnets with just one pole, either north or south. Normally, if you break a magnet in half, you do not get two monopoles. Instead, each half of the magnet becomes a magnet by itself, with its own north and south pole. That is, it becomes another dipole. So if you continue to shatter a magnet, you will always find pairs of north and south poles. This process of breaking a dipole magnet to create smaller dipole magnets continues all the way down to the atomic level, where the atoms themselves are dipoles. The problem for scientists is that monopoles have never been seen in the lab. Physicists have tried to photograph the track of a monopole moving through their equipment and have failed, except for a single, highly controversial picture taken at Stanford University in 1982. Although monopoles have never been conclusively seen experimentally, physicists widely believe that the universe once had an abundance of monopoles at the instant of the Big Bang. This idea is built into the latest cosmological theories of the Big Bang. But because the universe inflated rapidly after the Big Bang, the density of monopoles throughout the universe has been diluted, so we don't see them in the lab today. In fact, the lack of monopoles today was the key observation that led physicists to propose the inflationary universe idea. So the concept of relic monopoles is well established in physics. It is conceivable, therefore, that a spacefaring race might be able to harvest these primordial monopoles left over from the Big Bang by throwing out a large magnetic net in outer space. Once they have gathered enough monopoles, they can coast through space, using the magnetic field lines found throughout the galaxy or on a planet without creating exhaust. Because monopoles are the subject of intense interest by many cosmologists, the existence of such a ship is certainly compatible with current thinking in physics. Lastly, any alien civilization advanced enough to send starships throughout the universe has certainly mastered nanotechnology. This would mean that their starships do not have to be very large. They could be sent by the millions to explore inhabited planets. Desolate moons would perhaps be the best bases for such nanoships. If so, then perhaps our own moon has been visited in the past by a Type 3 civilization, similar to the scenario depicted in the movie 2001, which is perhaps the most realistic depiction of an encounter with an extraterrestrial civilization. More than likely, the craft would be unmanned and robotic and placed on the moon. It may take another century before our technology is advanced enough to scan the entire moon for anomalies in radiation, and is capable of detecting ancient evidence of a previous visitation by nanoships. If indeed our moon has been visited in the past or has been the site of a nanotech base, then this might explain why UFOs are not necessarily very large. Some scientists have scoffed at UFOs because they don't fit any of the gigantic propulsion designs being considered by engineers today, such as ramjet fusion engines, huge laser-powered sails, and nuclear-pulsed engines, which might be miles across. UFOs can be as small as a jet airplane. But if there is a permanent moon base left over from a previous visitation, then UFOs do not have to be large. They can refuel from their nearby moon base. So sightings may correspond to unmanned reconnaissance ships that originate from the moon base. Given the rapid advances in SETI and discovering extrasolar planets, contact with extraterrestrial life, assuming it exists in our vicinity, may occur within this century, making such contact a Class 1 impossibility. If alien civilizations do exist in outer space, the next obvious questions are, will we ever have the means to reach them? And what about our own distant future, when the sun begins to expand and devour the Earth? Does our destiny really lie in the stars?